This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. At least four people were killed and 20 others wounded Thursday as gunfire erupted in Lebanon's capital amid protests against a judge investigating last year's deadly port blast. Prime Minister Najib Mikati called for calm to be restored and urged people not to be dragged into civil strife. The army warned it would open fire against anyone shooting live rounds. It was not immediately clear what triggered Thursday's violence. Supporters of the militant group Hezbollah and its allies had gathered near the Palace of Justice in Beirut to rally against Judge Tarek Bitar. The group have demanded his removal, accusing him of conducting a politicized investigation, singling out certain officials. The August 2020 explosion involving improperly stored ammonium nitrate at a port warehouse killed more than 200 people and injured thousands more while destroying parts of surrounding neighborhoods. U.S. President Joe Biden and Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta met at the White House on Thursday, where they expressed their shared commitment to strengthening partnerships on security, climate change, and the fight against COVID-19. Biden called Kenya a key country in the African Union. He said, "Our nations share a deep commitment to fairness and to respect and equity." Biden announced that the U.S. would be sending an additional 17 million doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine against COVID-19 to Kenya, on top of the 2.8 million doses the United States has already donated. Kenyatta said that Kenya has made progress with regard to climate change and is glad to see the United States is now rejoined in the Paris Climate Agreement. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization said Thursday tuberculosis is on the rise again globally for the first time in a decade, linked to disruptions in access to health care because of the COVID pandemic. It says the setback has erased years of progress toward tackling the curable disease, which affects millions of people worldwide. WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said in a statement, "This is alarming news that must serve as a wake-up call to the urgent need for investments and innovation to close the gaps in diagnosis, treatment, and care for the millions of people affected by this ancient but preventable and treatable disease." In its annual TB report for 2020, the WHO said progress toward eradicating the disease has been made worse thanks to a growing number of cases going undiagnosed and untreated. The organization estimates that around 4.1 million people have tuberculosis but have not been diagnosed or officially declared. That's up sharply from 2.9 million in 2019. The consortium of journalists behind the Pegasus Project investigation into malware from Israel-based NSO Group won the top European Union Journalism Prize on Thursday. The group provided further evidence that the malware is used to spy on journalists, human rights activists, and political dissidents. The European Parliament said in a statement that the unprecedented leak of more than 50,000 phone numbers selected for surveillance by the customers of the Israeli company NSO Group shows how this technology has been systematically abused for years. The list was obtained by the Paris-based journalism nonprofit Forbidden Stories and the human rights group Amnesty International. It was shared with 16 news organizations. Journalists were able to identify more than 1,000 individuals in 50 countries who had allegedly been selected by NSO clients for potential surveillance. The European Union's inaugural prize of €20,000, around $23,000, is named after Daphne Caruana Galizia, a Maltese investigative reporter who was killed in a car bomb attack 4 years ago. The Israeli military says that troops have shot and killed a Palestinian who was throwing firebombs at cars on a main highway in the occupied West Bank. The incident occurred late Thursday near Beit Jala, a Palestinian town south of Jerusalem. The military says soldiers opened fire at two suspects spotted throwing firebombs. It says one of them was shot and killed while the second was arrested. The highway is used by Israeli residents of nearby West Bank settlements, and there was no immediate comment from Palestinian officials. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.